How much bacon does a diner need to buy in bulk in order to get 20% off their purchase? Well, stay tuned because we have the answers for you here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
She in the spotlight, and she turned my head.
Woo-hoo! Hello, guys. We are back for the Young and Hungry After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're going to be discussing the episode Young and Piggy. It is season 4, episode 4. And guys, I'm back!
Yay!
Woo! I'm so happy to be back with you guys. Party. I missed you last week.
We're so happy to have you back.
Yeah.
It was a sad day.
Don't leave again.
But I'm not. I'm just kidding.
You're banned from leaving and getting on planes.
Yes, for sure. Well, guys, we have an awesome episode to talk about. We were laughing like the entire time, but that's nothing
too.
New, really.
No, I laugh every week.
I was dying. Yeah.
Exactly. But this episode was just kind of awesome because we see like a new set, which is always exciting in a show when they bring in a new set. And this is actually a somewhat permanent set from whenever Becca and I saw the taping. It is the diner. So, you know, Gabby got Sophia a job at the diner. You know, I know we saw it last week as well, but now Sophia got a job and their boss, Mr. Fancy, saying that they need a new manager.
Paul Dooley. I like that he's on this show. He's great.
He's kind of a perv in this, but it's great.
Kind of.
Just a little bit. But basically he's saying he wants a new manager and obviously both of the girls want it because it means more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they kind of start bickering, which is kind of funny because usually they bicker, but they don't have to compete over the same title, if that makes sense. What did you think of their little rivalry moments?
I don't know. Becca, you go first. I have to contemplate.
I loved it because I feel like we haven't seen that as much lately between Gabby and Sophia. And we've seen less of Sophia in the past episodes.
Yep.
So...
And guess what? We're seeing more and more of her.
Seeing more of her in this episode.
Because they are going to be introducing the spinoff, Young and Sophia. So, of course, they're getting Sophia in as much as they can.
Yes, and I loved it. It was so good to have her have, you know, kind of her own plot line.
Exactly. I love that they're giving her, you know, more lines, more scenes. And she's just such a star. Like, I love her. Amy is just an amazing actress. But, sadly, Gabby's the one who gets the position as manager. Why? Because she's got big... Cans. Is what Mr. Fancy says. Not because she's, you know, good, hard worker, not because she knows how to balance the till or anything like that, but because she has big cans.
I mean, Mr. Fancy forgot it's not 1970 anymore.
Exactly.
She is a hard worker, but, like, is she a good worker?
As a manager.
As a manager, yeah. No. And in that job.
No. She can cook, but that's, like, the extent of what Gabby is capable of when being in charge. She needs someone to kind of guide her. She's not much of a leader, in a sense.
She's not good at making decisions.
No. She's good at leading people to make bad decisions.
Yeah. If that was a job, then yeah.
I feel like sometimes I am her.
Same.
But, you know, then we kind of cut to this cool scene where... Elliot is talking to Yolanda. Love those scenes. And basically he discusses that they are looking, Elliot and Alan are looking for a foster child, which we know more about.
Yes.
And we know all about this foster child, but we cannot disclose this information, but I'm guessing maybe next week we'll know, or maybe the next after that.
Hopefully.
I want to know. I want to see the episode because you'll probably hear Becca and I's laugh. It's pretty distinct, right?
Yeah. No, mine is very distinct.
Yeah. I feel like
Everyone here can tell me.
Yeah, we're going to be watching the episode and we're going to hear Becca's laugh. Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
Becca's moment.
Yep, that's
Young
right.
And Hungry.
That's right.
Yes. My laugh is the loud, obnoxious laugh.
Yeah, and while... No, I'm just kidding. Your laugh is not obnoxious.
Yes, it is.
Oh. But Elliot saying that Alan filled out the form and was saying, I love camping. You know, it's like a fun thing to put on the resume. And Elliot's like, I need to learn how to camp. So what does he do? Ask Yolanda to teach him how to camp. And he basically says he doesn't like the outdoors because he's afraid of animals, bugs, and men with white guns. I mean, guns. White guns.
White guns. Those white guns.
Gotta hate those white guns. Boom, right here, folks.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you say white guns, it reminds me of Color Guard in high school band, where they're painted white and they're not actually guns.
I mean, like Elliot, I'm not a big fan of bugs and that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I love nature, but...
What a word, nature.
Nature. I like camping.
I do love camping.
I am not graceful with bugs.
Yeah, but bugs are the
I have, like, a big travel trailer, though, so it's, like, whenever we go camping, you know, we can, like, take that, and we don't have to be in a tent anymore. Okay. So that's kind of fun. We have it parked next to our house in Missouri, and we get to take it all over the place. But that, I don't know if that really counts as camping as much, because being in a tent, there's like a whole new aspect when you're in the tent,
yeah,
you know, laying on the ground, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway.
I like how when Elliot came in and asked for help, Yolanda goes straight to the cupboards.
Oh my gosh, would you like crackers or cookies?
What do you want?
What do you want off the chop shop, hon? I got you. That's friendship, though.
It is. True friendship.
Help your short friends out.
And we've seen them grow closer and closer as these seasons have gone on, and I love that because their relationship just cracks me up.
It's so great.
They still have those moments like they don't get along, but
yeah,
of course. They're just hilarious together.
It's almost like you and I, Becca.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't get
along.
That's
why I sit here.
Yeah.
She's the middle woman.
She's the medium.
She's the balanced.
The balanced.
Yep.
Older, wiser.
Yeah, exactly. But then, you know, Gabby's first task is you have to balance the till, Gabby. She doesn't know what that is.
I loved her.
You didn't?
Oh, you balance it out to make sure that your receipts and your money match up at the end of the night so there are no discrepancies.
Exactly. That is like a
perfect
dictionary definition.
I've worked at a store
before.
I learned something from Young and Hungry. Yeah.
Yes.
But I like what she does better. It was really funny.
With the receipt, and she's kind of pushes it down. They're balanced.
They're balanced.
That's my idea.
Yeah. I wish it was that easy, guys. But she goes to Josh for help for balancing the till. But of course, she doesn't want his help, really. She just wants him to do the work for her.
I love that she stole the till from establishment, brought it in a red wagon
with the cash register.
Yep.
Crazy.
And just, here, Josh, need your help.
What would you do if like someone came to your door and was like, hey, you know, Michelle, I need you to help me, and you see like the stolen cash register from a store?
Well, that's not even the worst part of this episode.
I would just be like, I need you to say some words. And then based on what they said, I might be like, I need more words.
I might be I'm calling the cops so I don't, you know, get involved with
I guess it depends
is.
On the friend, too.
That's true. If it was my friend Shayla, I'd be like, what are you doing? Bring it in here. Get it out of plain sight.
Hey, what about me?
Yeah. With Becca, I'd be like, all right, Becca, we need to talk. Like, no, I would bring you in. I'd be
rude.
Like, what are you doing, Becca? I would bring
rude.
You in. I would help you balance
true friendship is bringing the till in.
You know, I think
figuring
I would,
it out together.
I think I would help you both balance till if it came down to it.
Thank you.
That's
thank you.
I would help
are.
You guys.
Okay.
Thanks.
Means a
and,
lot.
Gabby zones out while Josh is teaching her. He's giving her some, like, great lessons with pie graphs and like all of that good stuff.
Yum pie.
Yeah, and he basically says, hey, look, you need to order this bacon. Like, you could be saving 20% off if you order it in bulk, because you know bacon goes fast, so you could be saving your boss money. So of course she tries to order some bacon, but it accidentally comes into the form of a live pig.
Rewind.
Mm-hmm.
Because while Gabby was like daydreaming off while Josh was talking, she kind of sort of mentioned how Josh was attractive.
She did. I forgot about that.
So
she's like, oh, those jeans are fitting nicely.
Yeah.
You dropped all the lbs.
You dropped that weight fast.
That was so, like, 1 week's difference. Boom. He lost all the weight.
Yeah.
That's
right?
That's really rude.
Unless,
that's not how that works.
No, that's not how that works. Maybe
I wish that was how that worked.
Maybe he's still wearing the girdle in his sleep. You never know.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm
going to
start
know.
Doing them then.
The waist trainers. Josh's waist trainer. And then we see how, you know, Yolanda is teaching Elliot how to camp. But it's not like the traditional camping, because, you know, that wouldn't be any fun. We have to do it on the terrace.
Yep. Baby steps.
Baby steps. And we have this beautiful tent on the terrace. And they've got, you know, like the babbling brook, you know, on tape recording. And then we have, what else we have? We have some marshmallows.
Yep.
And
the hot cocoa.
Yolanda ended up just bringing scotch, you know?
It's Yolanda, yeah.
It works.
Yep.
Duh.
And during all of this, you know, Gabby's freaking out. She's like, why do I have this pig? Like, what am I going to do with this pig? And she says, the guy says he won't, you know, pick it up till the next day.
I wanted her to name it.
I know. I would have named it something like Jabby or something like that.
Jabby.
The ship name.
Good name.
Basically, she drops off the pig at Josh's house while he's asleep. She's like, hey, Josh, you're asleep. Perfect. Like, can I drop this pig off? Yeah. So, okay, great.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah. Didn't really say anything. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for the help.
And the pig freaking scares Yolanda and Elliot.
That was funny.
It looked like a little demon because it had like the ears, and you know, we see the silhouette
like
of this pig.
Some fancy creature.
It did make terrifying noises.
But
yeah.
My favorite part was whenever like they were sleeping and like, oh, it's nothing. And then it goes, and they both like pop up like,
you're gonna
what like
kill the mic. You're gonna blow out people's ears.
I'm sorry, I'm a professional pig caller.
That was good.
Thanks.
That was a good one. I can't do that.
Try it.
Really good.
Come on, try it.
Nope, I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Just me looking like an idiot today, folks.
Always. Professional.
Oh my goodness. All right.
All right. All right.
Need some more space here.
This is my first day back, Becca. Come on. then we see Sophia catching Gabby with the pig because, you know, Gabby tried to move Sophia's shift to a night shift, but Sophia's like, no, something's up. Like, I need to be smart. Here for this.
She's manager she is material.
She is manager material. So she shows up, sees Gabby with the pig. Gabby's like, all right, fine. You know what? You can be the manager, but just help me get this pig out of here. And basically throws here, the responsibility
you
on her.
You take the pig.
And what does the pig decide to do while we're in the middle of the restaurant here?
The pig is Prego.
It's Preggers.
And it's awkward. Just, its ego was Prego, and it started popping out babies.
Not only that, but this like nice little old lady is like eating in the restaurant. Oh, I used to raise pigs in my day. And she comes.
In Iowa.
She's like, oh, no, this pig is breech.
Let me tell you my story.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought you had a story. And I was like, no, do like, tell.
No. Do tell.
No. The lady had the story.
Like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. that was funny.
But thanks for wanting to listen to a story.
Yeah. But yeah, I was really fascinated with this. I wish that we could have had some more reactions. Because Sophia's reaction was just priceless. She was terrified of watching this pig give birth.
But Gabby was like, aww.
And it was so cute. But basically, Mr. Fancy fires the girls because, you know, you're not supposed to have a live animal giving birth in the middle of a restaurant. It's kind of against health code.
It's against a lot of rules.
Especially when that animal is something you serve later down the line. Life like no, that's awkward.
Don't. Yeah,
that's awkward.
It's awkward.
It's awkward. That pig is ginormous, though.
Pigs can get so big,
especially when they're pregnant.
Terrifying. I want to buy. I am gonna buy a teacup pig someday. Like my one of my. I'm not gonna buy like a dog or a cat first. I'm gonna buy like a teacup pig, and I want it to be pink, and I want it to be a little like a little boy pig. And, you know, I'm afraid that I'm going to get it from some janky website and I'm going to think it's going to be this cute little thing forever. And it's going to end up being like this pig from Young and Hungry.
That's happened to people before.
I don't know, because then you're attached to it. And then you're like, well, like, I want to keep it, but it's huge. That's what happened to Miley Cyrus. Like, she bought a teacup pig and it ended up being this. Now she has this ginormous pig in her house. She's blocked off a section of her living room. And she says sometimes when it's hungry, it tries eating her.
Like yeah, it tries to eat anything.
It tries eating her foot and will like start trying to attack her.
Because pigs will literally eat anything.
That's terrifying. What if you fall asleep on your couch?
You might get eaten.
You wake up, your arm's gone, and you're like, oh, that's so scary.
I would hope you would wake up before you lose appendages.
Maybe. After the first couple nibbles, I would wake up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm maybe. Probably sleeping through them.
Yeah, maybe. Becca's a heavy sleeper, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, just make sure if you get a teacup pig that it is a teacup pig.
Yeah.
Yep.
Make sure it has all the papers because you never know what could happen, folks. Storl of the Mori. I mean, moral Storl of the story. Moral of the story.
I like that. Storl of the Mori,
Storl
guys.
Of the Mori, folks.
Storl of the Mori.
Just a typical Wednesday night.
Yes.
By the way, hi, Boo, and hey, Fantasy Boo. Stats Guru.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for watching.
Yes. You guys are awesome. And then Mr. Fancy shows up at their door.
And lets himself in.
Yeah, lets himself
in. Can we just say, I think that actor is a sweet man. I've met him once before.
Aww.
But
he lets himself in.
He plays a very creepy character very well.
Yeah,
very
he does.
Very creepy, semi-creepy.
Yeah.
Very it's creepy. Still endearing.
The fact, though, that he literally just, you know, was like, hey, I'm at your doorstop, like your doorstep here. Like, I'm giving you your jobs back. And they were going to try to find a way to get him in trouble because of all the sexual harassment, you know, things that they could
yeah, he's like, wait, I need my phone.
Yeah. Wait, I need my phone so that way I'm going to record you. Not we're going to record anything inappropriate, you might say.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we kind of see like a nice, sweet part of Gabby. It's rare.
Kind
of. She decides, you know what, Sophia, you deserve this job. So I'm going to give this job to you as the manager and I'll just be the cook. And, you know, Mr. Fancy's like, you know what, actually, that job's already taken. So basically Gabby's out of a job, but then she gets to work weekends.
Yeah, weekends.
How did he find someone so fast?
I don't know.
It must be a popular diner.
Like between when she got promoted and when she got fired and then offered her job again, it was like 2 days.
It was, yeah. It was crazy. Because
maybe, like, he had someone waiting in line. Maybe.
Yeah. The fact, though, that all that happened so quickly is just kind of funny. But Gabby does not, you know, fret. She goes right up to Josh's door and asks him for her job back.
Yeah.
I'm glad enough time has passed for that.
I know, because, you know, she was like, I'm not ready. And then all of a sudden, next day, all right, fine.
Week later, it's time.
I was so happy.
I am, because I'm excited to have her back in the house, because all of those amazing scenes that we see in Josh's living room have been missing for a while. Yeah. The fact that we're going to get that back. And it ends with Elliot freaking out because Gabby shows up at the tent.
Chupacabra.
Yeah. Chupacabra.
I'm excited. Like, I think that reaction was great because we know we're going to get some good scenes between Elliot and Gabby again.
Yes.
Which I love. Those are some of my favorite scenes. But
they are.
Anyway, really, let's really quickly get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions. Okay, I can't really say much because I know what's going to happen in the next episode or two. And so it's all you.
Yeah, it's all you.
That's so much pressure. I feel like Sophie is really going to get a groove on. Ooh. Being the manager. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see her storyline develop more. And because Gabby's still there on the weekend, we'll still have some really good plot points with that. But yeah, I don't know exactly what's going to happen with Gabby being back in the penthouse, but I am looking forward to the shenanigans.
There's some shenanigans. Yep. We'll let you know.
Yes.
But
My prediction is there's going to be shenanigans.
That's a great prediction. I think you're spot on, and I think you're genius, because
thank you.
That's going to happen for sure.
Eventually, there will maybe be a foster baby, child.
Oh, child. And we have an exciting guest star coming up.
We do. You want to say who that is?
Maybe.
Are we allowed to say who it is?
Yeah, there's pictures released and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, Greg Sulkin, right?
Yeah.
And
episode 6.
That's
July
exciting.
6th.
Okay, cool. That's really exciting. Fun. He is an amazing actor. He's a great guy.
He's playing Sophia's annoying neighbor.
Ooh. That'll be good. That's going to be exciting. Well, I know we're going to see a lot more of Sophia, and I feel like the diner is going to be, you know, kind of brought over into maybe the Young and Sophia, you know, show.
Yeah.
I feel like that may be brought over, but we know that, you know, Ashley Tisdale is going to be reprising her role as Logan Rawlings, and she's going to hire Sophia into her office. So we know that much is happening. But other than that, that's pretty much it, guys.
Yes.
Yep.
Where can we find you guys on social media? Because I totally just remembered I skipped that when we started.
Jeez.
I'm rude. Okay. Sorry, guys.
I'm Becca Brown. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at BeccaBTalksTV.
And you can find me on Twitter at Michelle_Cullen.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thanks for joining us, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.